Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Julia Hummingbird Jewel. Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Cornelia. Good to see you.
Nice to see you as always. I'm really excited about the guests that you have that you brought to us today. And I'm also excited about talking about the next spiritual law, the law of gender. And so tell us about what that law means. What is the spiritual law of gender?
You know, I kind of thought it was going to be all about male and female, maybe a lot of sexual things and stuff. And it does have that to do with it, but it's really also called the law of gestation. So it's really more about creation and then the time that it takes. So now there is the male and female aspects that we're both, you know, we both possess. A woman has male and female, the guy has male and female, and I speak to that too. And it's really in plants and in animals, you know, the both sides. And there is the feminine energy and the masculine energy component to it. And it does relate to sex and relationships too, but really the main thing is to have that synergy of balance so that when you create like your goals, your dreams, it will produce better fruit, so to speak. So a lot of times people won't wait long enough for that gestation period. You know, a baby takes 9 months, a redwood tree takes how long, you know, a morning glory takes 1 week before it flowers, you know, so it speaks to that a lot. And it's just, I had a really good time writing it, but I just finished it last night. I was like kind of sweating it because when these spiritual laws come to me, divine guidance just gives them to me. And I started working on it a couple of weeks ago and it just wasn't flowing, but I did get it out last night. It's on my website, hummingbird-jewel.com. And this is our seventh show, I believe, our seventh spiritual law. So it's kind of moving right along.
Oh, good. That's going to be wonderful to see all the spiritual laws that you've been bringing every show in a book. I think you're going to be compiling those in a book. I think that was what we talked about early on, and seeing them together. But it's wonderful that people can go and look at your blog where they can have access right now and really learn about the spiritual laws and how to integrate them into your everyday life using the spiritual laws, because you do a lot of research on it and then you you write about it and you put your own experience into it because you have integrated this law within your own practical experience, right?
It's true. And I wasn't really an expert on these laws, but they say the best way to learn is to teach. Yep. You know, and I've been keep hearing that over and over, and it's so I was like, okay, what's this going to be about? And then I research, I listen to every single YouTube that's out there. I read all the different articles and then I, you know, bring it together and then write the blog and they turn out pretty good. It's been exciting. But the masculine and feminine energy as it applies to relationships is kind of important. And I've noticed that, you know, with women today, we get thrust into masculinity, right? Because we go put our business suits on and we get into the office and the corporate environment. We're in high power positions. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a masculine energy, but do we take that into our relationships? Sometimes we do. And if you do that, you're not getting that balance. You're getting masculine to masculine when you know, because you come home and you're, you know, got your power suit on, and then you got to, you know, take care of the kids and the house and the, you know, and all that too. And So I think with women today, we have a little bit of a challenge to stay in our feminine energy. Don't you think, Giselle?
I do. I think it's always a challenge. And I think gender is such a hot topic right now. I mean, that's brave of you. And I love your spiritual law because it's kind of like a law that's in motion right now, because we're seeing such a movement now about non-gender assignment. I mean, there's a whole culture within the millennial field right now that is like, please don't give me a gender. I don't want to be assigned a gender, and please ask me my pronouns. And I've had to learn a whole new language speaking to the way people want to be respected in that way. So, and I also think that when I first heard about all this aspect of gender, I was like, whoa, this is like, I was confused about it. And then I just kind of sunk into it. And of course, why would we deny anyone their freedom of expression of gender? And I also think in some ways it's kind of like it comes from a higher intelligence, this movement. I think in the beginning I was maybe a tad judgmental. Like, what? And then I kind of sunk into it, and now I have so much respect for those who have the courage. And I ask a lot of people, what pronouns would you like me to use? And it's a valid question. They don't go, why would you ask that? And everyone's like, oh, thank you for asking. So it's just another level of boundaries, permission, and expression that is presenting. And everyone has a choice. And personally, I present as a female, very feminine. I like to carry that energy. And I like to also have a balance of the masculine and how I work. And Julia, I think you're a great combination of both. You're very balanced in that way, because you can research, you can create business, you can go for things in a very alpha way, but you're also super feminine in your presentation. So, I don't know, it's a beautiful field. It's a beautiful field, and everyone can express how they want, and that's wonderful.
So, can I introduce Giselle? Would you like me to do that, Cornelia?
Oh,
I realized, I said, oh my God, I didn't even introduce her, but you know, I feel like I've known Giselle for a while, and I want to tell everybody how we met.
Yeah.
I was at a Dr. Joe Dispenza workshop. It was the pre-workshop before you can go to an advanced in Austin, and it was very crowded, and everybody's like crowded sitting, and I see this beautiful woman walking by, and she's kind of like trying to find a spot. And I'm like, okay, people, move over. And I kind of pushed them out, you know, because nobody was letting her sit down. By the end of the seminar, we did a pinky swear, no kidding, that we were going to meet each other in Cancun, Mexico at the Dr. Joe Advanced Workshop. And we did.
Hey.
So that's how I met her.
I love it when women follow through with what they say, women being true to their word. I love seeing that.
Yeah, yeah. So let me tell you a little bit about Giselle, people. She's an author, a presenter, a multimedia producer. Matter of fact, she's the author of 5 books, and she believes in empowering others to their greatest potential. She's a divine ambassador and a transformational coach who works to bring through messages and her products from the higher realms. And Giselle's also the founder of the Conscious Media Festival in Austin, which I've attended. It was an amazing event. And a Conscious Visionary Woman. So she's an intuitive counselor, and she will work one-on-one with people using her gifts and her abilities to inspire, to assist, and to guide them with to their own brilliance and towards their own personal journey with ascension. So her books are The Modern Muse, Buddha Field, Eye Consciousness, The Platinum Ray, The Golden Christed Ray, and The Codes of Immortality, which she is going to gift to everybody today. So don't let me forget that, Giselle. And anyway, she's just she helps people live more creative lifestyles and have a deeper spiritual connection. But today what we're going to discuss is her newest adventure with Aperion Zoe. I'm going to spell it Aperion, because I wasn't familiar with that word, and Zoe is Z-O-H. and how she combines this spirituality and epigenetics. Like, you know, everybody that knows me knows I'm really into reverse aging. So she's really going to get into details on that. So thank you for coming on to the show. Our guest, Kathy, had to cancel at the last minute. And so Giselle said, well, I'll just come on and do the whole show with you. So we really appreciate having you here, Giselle. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure and such an honor. Thank you so much.
Well, it sounds wonderful what you're up to in the world and how you are, you know, helping people really step into their empowerment in a creative way. So do tell us a little bit about your work, what it is that, you know, what it is that exactly that you do.
Okay, well, I do several things, but I guess we can start with the coaching business because that's the spiritual epigenetics piece.
Yes.
So I've been working for a while. I guess I got serious about coaching a year ago. I've been a dabbler. Like we always say, we do sessions. That's like somebody wants to work with you one-on-one. But a year ago, I had this breakthrough feeling about how coaching is like the new Uber of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that a lot of us are coming on as coaches, and it's kind of like hacking all the systems of the healthcare model, of the psychology model, of the therapy model. They're kind of being disrupted by all of us becoming coaches. And that the beauty is each one of us has a zone of genius that helps another zone of genius. Like Julia's zone of genius with relationship and all kinds of things may be exactly what I need, whereas somebody may need exactly my channeling of soul-fulfilling destiny. It's just kind of this geometry where it works beautifully. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. So a year ago, I decided, okay, I want to build a coaching business. So I started doing that. I started honing it is, you have to hone in on your zone of genius. Like, what's that one thing that usually it's what you do that is the easiest. Like, you make the most money doing what is easiest. So I started channeling soul-fulfilling destinies for people. And that is finding out why people are here. So I love to go into the upper realms and deliver this destiny reading for people so they know, oh, I get it. And it may take a lifetime to fulfill. And in fact, lots of times the reading is overwhelming. But it gives you like, okay, that it's very empowering to know where you're going, to get confirmation, to get affirmation. Like, I knew I was going in that area. And some people don't know. And they look at others that have that and they think it's a superpower. We all need to kind of have a good idea while we're here, because when that lines up, things start happening. But the other thing that I've been doing, which led me to the spiritual epigenetics, was I guess I call it living my life of FOMO, fear of missing out. And that's like when I see something, and Julia, I think you're the same way. We see something amazing, like we want to know what it is. We want to know, what is that technology? What is that? So we see all these great things happening around us. We want to go figure it out. What's the best way to maintain your weight? Anything from something really practical to something really spiritual. So I've been curating things of a higher nature my whole life, just naturally. So I've been driven to sort of see the highest version of others and myself for a long time. So that led me to, how about the body? How do we do that with the body? Because we are now in a state of embodiment. So how do we bring that in and actually live it? We've been sitting on the mountain meditating for decades, and all the light workers are now called in. Julia, you're doing relationship coaching, financial coaching, all kinds of things. So we're all doing these really grounded things. Yeah. I'm helping people get their bodies younger and more vital and bringing more energy into the body and like honing down. There's so many people that want to tweak their body. And there's so many people that are already healthy and they're not coming from a sickness model. They're coming from a wellness model. How does it get even better? So that's what epigenetics does. And the spiritual part of epigenetics is my personal flavor. I put that word there because that's my lane. And that is using the science and combining it with the consciousness part. So we can go on about that, but that together is the merge. That's the, you hear that a lot. Y'all probably have already had podcasts about how science and consciousness are merging together. Well, this is one area, because at some point they all meet at the top of the pyramid, which is consciousness. It trumps everything. So if we train to carry more light physically, we are just actually literally accelerating our own ascension and our own process. And there's so many ways to go about it. So many ways.
So many ways. Yeah, absolutely. So many ways. There's so many modalities. There's so many ways. And that's why, you know, being able to communicate and articulate the modality that you're offering will then draw those people to you that are resonating with you, that are looking to, you know, be coached by you, right?
Yes. And it's almost like a curatorial process. Like you're curating certain protocols. Like, so the science, I'm out there working with the scientists at Apeiron and other modalities and trying it out myself to see what works. You know, it's a curation process. So many coaches are actually connoisseurs of their area. They're out there sussing it out, researching it, figuring it out so that they can deliver. Okay. Here's the best way to approach this.
So Apeiron Zoe is having an event. Please yes. Tell us about that.
Yes. So they do a lot of events, but they're mostly for coaches within the program. Mm-hmm. And this is exciting because this is open to the public. So for 2 days, March 6th and 7th in Austin, I just went to the Fairmont Hotel to see the space, this gorgeous ballroom. So it'll be 2 days, Fairmont Hotel, Austin, Texas. It's going to be, they're going to actually bring the laboratory in to the event. So there will be people getting certain protocols, certain techniques, certain ways of doing things. You'll see people getting measured and tested, and you'll get like an insider's view of what happens inside one of these high level programs of super epigenetics. You know, there's programs that they take everything into account. Like they start with the heart rate, the lifestyle assessment, the VOC, measuring everything about your body, tracking it. It's just like, there's no end to it. It's like the human body is this machine that's getting super honed in.
That is so exciting. I'm going to see if I can make it.
Yeah, I love it.
I know. I love the Conscious Media Festival. That was so much fun. And the thing about Giselle, when she does things, she always does it first class. You're so classy in everything that you do, you know, like I just watched her podcast the other day and you guys were just so beautiful. And it was with the founder, right?
Co-founder and CEO Apeiron Zoe and Dr. Micah Hamilton, who's an amazing person. As you read, she's a colonel in the U.S. Air Force Reserve. She's an expert in human performance. Yeah. She's amazing. Amazing.
And what I liked about it is you actually said the phrase I use all the time, reverse aging, because I don't like anti. I don't know why. I just don't. You know, I don't resonate to anti-aging, but I always say reverse aging. I thought I made it up, but it's actually in Seth Speaks or the that I read about it when I was like 15 or 16, but you know, we can reverse our age, you know, even if we've treated our bodies badly, like I did when I was younger, smoking and drinking and whatever else I did, I wasn't the healthiest, but you know, you can turn it around. And now in my 60s and I'm more vibrant than ever. That you guys are going into a little deeper things. And so I was kind of excited that she was actually talking about some of the supplements and things that you can take too, you know, and so it's not all meditation. It's not all breath work. And, you know, there are things that we can take to help us along. But before we get more into that, can we talk about the Codes of Immortality just a little bit, your book?
Yes, we can. Okay, so also, I want to, let's see, so where do you want to begin with that? Do you just want to, like, talk about the book? Let me offer it as a gift. I'll do that right away.
Okay.
And so, it's so easy to get my book. All you do is on your phone, you just text to the number, like, the phone number is 31996. So that's what you put at the top, 31996. And then you text the word immortality, all lowercase.
Okay, great. So
31996, immortality.
And we always convert our shows into YouTubes. And when I convert my show into my YouTube, my channel is Hummingbird Jewel. I'll put the code in the notes and also Giselle's website. It's GiselleCoy.com. Is that correct?
Exactly. GiselleCoy.com. Yes. Thank you for asking.
I just want to make sure people know how to get a hold of you. But yeah, what are light codes? Let's start with the basics. I want to know, what is a light code?
I love the subject. I love the subject. It's like, it's so woo in some circles. Like, I will not do this conversation on the Appear On podcast, but I will do it here. And thank you. So here's the way I like to describe it, because there are people that are light code carriers and destiny code carriers and divine code carriers. But before we get into those kinds of people, we're a frequency-based universe, as we all know. So frequency and vibration is how we heal. It's how we experience life. It's like these different channels that are constantly going on. There's millions of channels going on, and they have all different things. It's like a low vibe is low vibe, high vibration, high frequency. We all know that. That's a basis of it. But they're so complex on a universal basis, because there are assigned frequencies beyond what we even can think of. So imagine this beautiful, complex, universal system that already has embedded in it its own codes of ascension, its own codes of enlightenment, already embedded, and they're all in the super calibrated timing of calibration, so that a certain time of divine timing, these will go off and they will deliver in this way at this angle to this frequency to that planet. So there's this giant, beautiful symphony of frequencies helping us. And right now we're at a precipice. We are being bombarded with codes for our ascension. Most rapid time of awakening ever on planet Earth. You're so aware of that. And it's just super accelerated. And it's because of the codes we're receiving, not just the sun. The sun is huge. Like, these days, all you have to do is go stand and look into the sun, and you will literally feel your DNA start shimmering. And I like to do it with my eyes open in the middle of the day. I just drink those codes in. They're so rich, so profound. And beyond that, there's all of these cosmic rays. And there's cosmic rays that show up just for a moment of time for a specific purpose. And one of those is the platinum ray. It only comes for 3 years during a planet's ascension process. And so it's here right now helping to deliver these certain codes of impeccability, taking humanity to its next level of high standards. And there's a golden crescent ray, which is actually a universal frequency. Check it out. So the Christed consciousness is not Earth or our solar system. It's universal. I find that so amazing. So it's like, it might have different words, but that frequency is very specific, and the way it came down, I'd love to talk about that. That's a whole other conversation. But light code. So here you are, there's this frequency, and it's got a purpose to come awaken us. So how does it awaken us? Well, what it does, it comes through, and it comes to people that are code translators. And so it's coming through all the dimensions, and it will actually form itself into words, and it will be translated by some of these code translators. They're musicians, they're artists, there's channelers, there's all kinds of people that receive codes in different ways. It's not just spiritual, it's like, can be artistic and can be in wealth, it can be a way of life, but it comes in and then expresses, forms into words, it comes out and expresses through the form of decrees or artwork or words. And these words actually carry the codes. Just like if you look at, okay, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, right? That book is living truth. You open it up and you get the code. You're immediately getting into The Power of Now. Same with Autobiography of a Yogi. Those are codes in written form. There's pure codes that are decrees. And I happen to be a divine blueprint carrier. So I carry codes. I translate them. I've written 3 books that are just codes. The Codes of Immortality is just the formulas of traveling back to a primordial cell to activate our own immortality. So does that help explain what codes are?
It does. It's like, I'm so excited about it. And it's so sweet of you to give everybody a free book. I mean, that's just awesome.
Aww.
And, you know, pretty much what I'm getting is that everything that you're talking about, like even right now, the frequency that's being emitted by all three of us is already the new code, right? Because that's exactly what it is. It's an energy, it's a frequency that once embodied, once that realization is there, then as it's communicated through the spoken word, it is transmitted right through the frequency. Would you agree with that?
Cornelia, you just hit on a really good point, which is amazing, because that's kind of the heart of spiritual epigenetics, what you just said. So we are like these, you know, mesmerized, or these like ephemeral DNA antenna. That's what we are. We're basically antennas, just constantly receiving information by everything, our skin, our talking. Like, we're receiving so much information. We have 3 billion base pairs of genes. And right now we're all sampling each other's genes. So that's how that works. And so you're correct. We are creating a new geometry, a whole frequency by the three of us with this beautiful intent to be on this show, being through us, being in all of our zones of genius. And that's what epigenetics is, the moment-to-moment expression of what you're surrounded by.
Yeah, and bringing that higher consciousness that you're talking about, you know, that is here now. This is the opportunity for all the people that are ready to step up into, live into, be into that higher consciousness and live that out instead of coming from the place of the limitation, so that we can really vibrate and come from a place of unconditional love, of self-healing, of amazing human capabilities that we haven't even really begun to live because we've been so busy letting go and healing the wounds from the past.
That is so perfectly put. We are moving beyond healing into enhancement. And that's the new word. It's beyond even optimization, but we're out of that modality. We're like, whoa, wait, we're so used to being in the healing, suffering, get over it, clear that modality, especially all of us that are way showers, that it's hard to go, hey, we're actually here now. Okay. So now what is our new GPS point? And I love that question. So all this enhancement, all this striving, all this up leveling, where do we want it to take us? And where is that place?
Yeah.
And that's really what the precision embodiment program is about, right? That next level. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Totally is. It's like a year program of dialing all this in, because if you really want to work at this, the way I approach it in my coaching is first look at the genetics that you're born with. So I do like a genetic test through a Peron, and then from that comes like 100-page report reading hormones, sleep, best diet, best supplementation, best way to exercise, just everything that you're already born with. And then that's information that you build on about how you want to change its expression of, because we don't ever change our genes per se, but we change their expression. So then we move into the art of the epigenetics, begin by dialing in, eating, sleeping, and supplementation. You get those three right. That's just like the ground zero, but it takes a minute, and hormones as well. That takes like 3 to 4 months to dial that in, maybe 6, so that you're at optimal levels. And then from there, we layer in what may be next. It might be some form of peptides, maybe some protocols for anti-aging, but you got to start with that homeostasis of everything in super balance. And then you go from there, and then there's a whole series of protocols that I work with that keep going. Do you want me to continue?
Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, because we skip the first break, we usually take breaks, but why don't we take a break now? When we come back, you know, give us your website again so that we can, you know, let everybody know where they can get in contact with you. Sounds fascinating, because I know, especially for women over 50, the hormonal imbalance of what we're dealing with as far as hormones is, you know, it's huge. And it takes a lot of time to figure all that out. There's so much information out there. So definitely want you to touch on that a little bit more when we come back. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on ConsciousConfidence.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're having a fantastic conversation today talking about spiritual epigenetics. And it's really interesting to learn about all the things that you're involved with. And so at break, we were talking about a tour that's upcoming for you that you're doing. And so why don't you tell us about that?
Oh my gosh, I would love to. This is the most exciting thing ever. It's like something I feel like I've been planning my whole life. So talking about codes, there's so many codes that have appeared during golden civilizations. Like the Renaissance was a golden civilization, and a lot of the codes came in for massive creativity, flourishing, architecture, everything. And they're embedded in the architecture in Italy. And so I've been to Italy many times. And so I've created a new company, which is Luxury Metaphysical Travel. Ooh. And so I'm going to do the Frequency of Beauty tour. September 15th through 22nd, I'm taking 10 people to Italy. We'll do 4 days in Florence. We will go up. I will be channeling Galileo. I'll be channeling wealth codes at the Medici Chapel. So many things near and dear to my heart that I've, energy codes that I've been working with forever. Lots of Fibonacci spirals, lots of golden ratio templates that are embedded. It's just like, it's a wonderland for all this. Then we're going to go to the Tuscany Valley and have an endless dinner party that goes through the countryside at a long table. And then we're going to end up in Rome for 2 days, ending up at the Sistine Chapel with a private tour of that, Michelangelo's thing. So it's like this fabulous, oh, we're going to villas and gardens. And going back to a time when people spent like public monies and wealthy families spent money just on beauty. It was nothing for a guy to do an estate with a what would be a billion-dollar garden just so people could experience beauty. And it flourished at that time. So we're going to go tap into those codes and rediscover those. And it's going to be an amazing trip. So anyone interested, just go to my website or email me at giselcoy.com. I mean, giselcoy at Gmail. And I have the whole thing. I mean, it's ready to roll out on Sunday. So this is the first announcement right here. And I'm super excited.
It's wonderful. What is your astrological sign? I'm curious.
Leo.
Leo. Ah.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like you have a lot of Venus has got to be somewhere in there. A lot of, because you're talking about the beauty and Venus, the goddess, of beauty and abundance and harmony.
I'm from Venus sometimes.
Okay.
My ship is parked over in Venus right now. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So we talked about the epigenetic test already that you start out with. And then there's something that you've called vibrational stacking, which encompasses a lot of different things. But one of the things that I really love is breath work. Can you talk about breath work a little bit?
Julia, that's the new disruptor right there, because there is so much science coming in. And here's how I like to talk about it. Breath technology has been around forever. The ancient yogis had it down with Desikachar, who brought in all the pranayama breathing techniques, Yogananda, Kriya Yoga. Those are all, it's basically breath tech, how you regulate your breath to achieve a certain state. And new science is coming in that's even dialing that in even more, because science can go in and measure the CO2 level in the brain. So there's this whole new connection about, it's not just how we breathe, it's actually how much CO2 we are maintaining in our brain. It's like an alchemical formula of a ratio and a proportion. And so the old school of thinking is like this big breathing, breathe deep, you hear that all the time. And this new school of thinking is that's the opposite of what you want to do. So in this new kind of hypocapniac breathing, because there are scientific words that can measure it, you can be hypercapniac or hypocapniac, depending on how much CO2 you're processing. So the best way to do it and to maintain an equilibrium state is to make your breath really small. So it's kind of like it's all belly breathing. It's slow. And the ideal number of breaths per minute is from 6 to 9. Most people breathe 19 breaths per minute. And that's shallow. I know, it's shocking. So everyone at home, just count your breaths. Like 6 is ideal. And that is somebody centered, managing their energy, embodying their energy correctly, in pure presence, aware, hyper, homeostatic, and in a higher consciousness. And so the way to train, as far as carrying more light, the way to train with your breath is to actually exercise with your mouth closed, to do the treadmill. So what we want to get away from is gasping big, out of control air, because we're just accelerating CO2, and to where we're just like managing it. We're just managing this state. The Kuan Yin, I call it, it's like Kuan Yin riding the dragon. So we're out in the world, we're doing all this stuff, but yet there's this elegant pulling in of the breath and releasing. There's no grasping or pushing out. It's like the breath just goes on its own within and without the human organism.
And do you do any type of holding your breath? Like, I know Dr. Joe does a little bit of that, pulling it up and then holding and then releasing, or is this just fluid?
That's a very purposeful way to sort of ignite the pineal. He's sending that energy up into the pineal to get blood flow into the brain. So he's very specific with what he's doing. This is a way of living and being on a day-to-day basis.
To keep
calm and to just live from this elevated state of consciousness.
Have they ever done a test on this when a person is sleeping with their breath?
I don't know, but that's a great question. That is a really great question. Possibly.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, like, because when you're sleeping, your mind isn't active with, you know, whatever stresses are in your everyday experience. So you're relaxed then. And so I'm just curious as to what the natural state when we're sleeping, what the breaths per minute are during that time. So that's something that, you know, would be interesting to find out.
That's a great question.
Yeah, and that's another area in vibrational stacking is sleep technology and the importance of our sleep. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, this is a huge awakener for me because when I was channeling those books, I would get up at 4 o'clock every morning and I thought that was so great. I'm like, I just thought I was like the spiritual warrioress doing, getting no sleep. And then I learned how debilitating lack of sleep is. It's like sleep is the number one thing to better health. And everyone needs at least 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep. So your epigenetics tell you, there's actually a gene that tells you if you're one of those people that can get by on 7.5 hours, if you're not, you need 8 hours. And isn't that amazing? That's across the board. People brag, like, I don't need any sleep. I don't need three. You know, it's actually not healthy because the brain and the body have to regenerate. Right. And your brain actually cleans itself while you're sleeping. It's called the glymphatic system, which is a fluid that goes through your brain. So we really need that regeneration time.
And can you break it up? Can you sleep, like take a nap in the afternoon to make up your 8 hours? Or does it have to be solid, straight?
Solid. And the reasoning behind, I mean, sleep is good whenever, but the reasoning behind the block is so that then you go through your natural circadian and your natural alpha, delta brain waves. So you want to be in the REM for a certain time. And I wear a watch right here. There's lots of things that can test that actually measure how much you're in delta time, how much deep sleep you're getting, how much, and you can actually, there's actually a watch that will tell you how much time you're tossing and turning and you're not even asleep and you think you are.
Wow.
That's called sleep disruption. And like a lot of us are like wasting all this time. We think we're sleeping and we're not.
So many people have made fun of me over the last, I don't know, 7 years or so. I'm one of those kind of people that naturally goes to bed early. And so you can find me in bed anywhere between 8 and 9, and I will sleep until 5, 5:30, 6 o'clock, naturally wake up at that time. It's just a regular, it's just a rhythm that I've fallen into, and it's just, it nourishes me, it sustains me, and it really gives me that optimal time that you're talking about for the body to self-heal and to self-regenerate and, you know, and feel good, getting up. Feeling not tired when we wake up, right?
That profile right there is the ideal sleep profile. So you're already doing the ideal profile. Like most high performers are super like in bed by 9:30 and they're up at 5 or 6. So that's profile of high performance. You're ahead of the game there. That's exactly right. You just came by it naturally. So you're optimizing your sleep for enhanced living. So that's well done.
Well, and you know, a lot of us, we put out a lot of energy. And so I'm a generator. I put out a lot of energy every single day. And I know I try to live my life in balance. And I know how important it is that if I don't get the sleep that I need for the output of energy that I've output, then I'm not clear. And, you know, part of really being clear and listening to your intuition and being that Christ consciousness in the moment, when, you know, moment to moment to moment to moment, you have to be, you know, had your sleep.
My understanding is when we sleep, our subconscious mind recalibrates our entire body. And so, I mean, because the mind, the ego is out of the way. And it's like, yay, you know, now I can do my job. It's like a, you know, the ultimate super quantum computer, right? It takes care of every breath, every blood cell, every organ. But we have to be in that deep sleep for it to actually do the work. And so that was my understanding about the importance of sleep on a non-scientific whole level. But I really enjoy the fact that you're combining your spiritual with the science. It's just, it's really exciting.
Hmm. Thank you.
This is the time where science and spirituality are meeting, right? This is the time. So let's take our last break. And when we come back, we're just going to finish up getting our points from the epigenetics leader here today that's sharing this information with us. Giselle, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
It's amazing when we're talking about all things love, how fast the time flies by. And so in the break, we were talking about anti-aging. I know that's not your word.
That's okay.
We were talking about that. And so now, why don't we let everybody know again how they can get in contact with you, Giselle? And you said something about free 10-minute strategy sessions.
Yeah, so my website, GiselleCoy.com. The first thing that pops up is a chance to get a free strategy call. And a lot of the work I do, most of the work I do is really on the branding of people wanting to know what their spiritual gifts are, why they're here, and how can they start making money. So it's like a branding program for spiritual entrepreneurs and finding that zone of genius, how to market that, how to get it out in the marketplace. And I love helping women do that and just land their brand, become their brand, and start making money. I feel like on some level, and I can say that to this group, like I feel like I am here to help high priestesses land their gifts. And you are all high priestesses doing this kind of work. And it's like, I can help high priestesses land their gifts. So that's one thing. And then also like any of these epigenetic programs, we can talk about that. So please take advantage of, it's a free 10-minute call. We get a lot done. It usually goes maybe a little bit longer, but I love doing those. And I want to invite people to take advantage of that.
And she calls it iconic branding. I just love that. Iconic branding. Yes.
Right.
So let's talk a little about reverse aging.
Okay. So can I do the spiritual version and the science version?
Yes.
Okay. So I love this show because I can do both. Sometimes I could just, so I'm going to go with the spiritual version. It's all about DNA. And so I think a lot of your listeners will relate to every day we activate our DNA. And so we either do the Dispenza meditation, whatever we do to go in and literally turn ourselves into stars and literally go into the cellular level and see perfect geometry within our cells, within our DNA. And so there's, I mean, I could go on and on about the level of meditation. I think a lot of people probably know how to do that, but that is important. So that's like, you're turning yourself into light every day. That's like one of the top ways to reverse aging right there. More consciousness, more ascension levels, etc. From the science point of view, to support that, there is a study. People talk about this and that. And of course, science is still dialing this in, as you know. So there's a report that came out last year. It's called the TRIP Report. And the TRIP Report, you can research this, was the first study that showed reverse aging. And that's so different from not aging. So, I mean, we're literally reverse aging. And it's a protocol, and they define reverse aging by a delaying of the biological clock. So according to our cells, aging is through, somebody put these little markers in our DNA. Is it a mutation from another planet or a dark force? But there are these little milestones in our DNA that check off that, okay, this should go in decline now. Okay, time for that system to go in decline. And they're just programmed into our DNA. And we can actually get rid of that program. And I think we're all working on that consciously. So that's another spiritual approach to deprogram that. But this study showed that you can actually reverse that by a protocol. And the protocol consists of supplementation of some form of human growth hormone, zinc, the pharmaceutical known as metformin, some DHEA, and I believe there's one other ingredient. But basically, that is a prescription these days. And of course, the human growth hormone, that can appear in peptide form, our human growth hormone, and that is an injection. So this has to be done through a medical doctor. But this is available, and a lot of people are experimenting with it, and they have proven that the biological clock got set back through this.
Also, human growth hormone, and I just found this out today while I'm listening to a doctor, can be done by fasting, but it has to be several days. Like, you probably need to go into like about day, I think it's day two, like complete, you know, fasting from food, but it will stimulate human growth hormone. I didn't know that.
So, I'm on 3 days right now. Today's my third day of fasting. I'm on a 3-day fast right now. Yeah. I love fasting. Fasting is a way of life.
Your epigenetic poster child. Let me just tell you this. caloric restriction is a huge form of anti-aging.
It is.
Aging, but caloric restriction, people are doing the intermittent fasting. And it's kind of like, basically, I don't really like this because I like to eat. But the less you eat, you can actually reverse your age. Like, you don't need much food. And even Saint Germain, in some of his channelings, he talked about how he never ate more than 7 bites at one sitting. And I thought that was fascinating. I mean, he had this down, of course. He was receiving higher intelligent information. But yeah, caloric restriction, huge.
Yeah. Everybody, we have to close the show. We're just about done. Thank you so much, Giselle Coy, for coming on. Hummingbird Jewel, as always, love what you're bringing on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening and tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.